Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. My brothers and sisters, we have a beautiful hadith from Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, in which she says that I love from your world three things. Recitation of the book of Allah, the Quran. وَالنَّظَرُ فِي وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And to look at the face of the Holy Prophet. And وَالْإِنْفَاقُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And to give charity in the way of Allah. So let's delve into this. Reciting the book of Allah. How much time do you put aside for reciting the book of Allah? Why was this miracle a book? It's an amazing point that, you know, the miracle of the last prophet, of the last religion which was supposed to be the everlasting religion until the day of judgment, was a book, not like all the other miracles in the past by other prophets. It was a book because every time you can open it, you can read it, and it's fresh. It's as if it's talking to you. And it is amazing. It's a book. And books will remain. So the Quran is not just a book even. It's a divine guide that shapes our character and moral compass. It's a moral compass. And tilawa or recitation allows us to connect with Allah and understand His commands. That's why the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam told us, in every day try to recite, for example, 50 verses at least. 50 verses. And Muslims, it's a shame that if we die while we don't know the meaning of the verses of Quran, or if we recite Quran not knowing the meaning, only just to gain thawab, so-called thawab, it doesn't mean anything. The Quran is there to guide us. How can we just read it and not know it? So we should, learn and study the meaning of Quran. And she says to look at the face of the Holy Prophet. We can actually, in today's context, we can emulate this by studying the life and character of the Holy Prophet. There are many books, and read his biographies and reflect on how his actions can inspire our daily lives. Read his traditions and narrations and hadiths, and also infaq, to give for God. And we should make it a habit to give, whether it's time, it's money, or resources, or any help, even if it's tiny, minute. Find a cause you're passionate about and contribute regularly. Even a small act of kindness can have a profound impact. And challenge yourself this week. Dedicate time for Quran recitation. Learn something new about the Prophet's life. And engage in a charitable act. Observe how these actions uplift your spirit and enrich your life. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.